Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And that's wonderful. Sam Cooke, again today. We are here on the planet, and we are either experiencing the night of the 24 hours per day, or enjoying, like me, 12 hours of the daylight. The sunlight. So enjoy, you over there on the other side of the globe, your darkness of night. Most people go to sleep. I'm looking forward to the dawn. 12 hours of it, so make sure you're using as much as you want. Thank you for tuning in. There is two things. It's either we are dead or alive. I mean, like, once lived and you're dead, and then you're no longer here to see the sunlight. All right. I am here. I'm seeing the sunlight. But there is the road that we all must go. What I'm thinking about right now is the purpose of human life. And once I think about that, I'm thinking about the history. A lot of people don't want to hear nothing about history. They'd rather die first than facing history. But how wonderful is history? The knowledge of history, and especially certain historical content, there is nothing better in this type of thinking. To know exactly life as we live it and the true purpose of life. Like when we are alive, what should we do with life? And I'll say when we grow up from being toddler and develop to where we have a perception of things around us, right? Remember I talked about perception yesterday. I see some knowledge that is beneficial, very beneficial to us when we are alive. Bothers me right now is the primary foundation of the human life, people maturity and their reason for doing different things. Now, I love to see the beginning of a thing. And let's talk about the human body that is alive and once you grow up to being an adult, you could find yourself being very useful, accumulate much wealth and everything. But it is not a secret that a human, whether you are uncivilized or you're civilized, travel on a certain road. And when I say travel on a certain road, I don't mean like you get up and decide you're going to walk 5 miles down the road and come back. That's not what I mean. I mean, in the intangible sense, you know how fragile our lives really is. That you think about people who are very wealthy, when they travel in very expensive, you know, everything for them, you know, is costly because they have that amount of money. So in those people's minds, they are psychologically, mentally, on a different route or frequency, because they view everything on the basis of how much money they have. They feel special, privileged, and different from people who cannot afford stuff. But I say stuff. I say stuff. And once I say stuff, we are brought down on the same level. Because whether I have more of the stuff than you, there is a certain bringing together to where I am not different in the psychological sense or in the tangible sense. In the intangible sense, you have money, you can afford other things. And your attitude towards yourself is different from me because of that. But so that's what I call in the intangible sense. In the tangible sense, which covers the things that consist of threat to your life, there's a lot of things that threaten the living on earth, and different elements of threat can come from above, like a plane can just drop out of the sky and drop on your house, you know, or you probably driving on the road on a plane can, you know, I mean, crush you, you know, while you're driving. Things can happen. All right, so I'm talking about now while we are living this life. And there is the traditional, you know, effort that people are always making, quiet things. I'm not saying anything wrong with trying to acquire things. I'm talking about the ultimate ending of us in this life arena and behaving as though what we are doing is going to last forever, if you see what I'm saying. And how we can have the wrong perception of things that differ from one another must amount of this dysfunctional thinking is plaguing us. And it's not something that a lot of people think about. They rather feel comfortable with the hebbing of our human failure to think right, think properly. And adjust our attitude to where we are not a threat to each other. And it is a disease. It is a mental disease, a psychological mental disease, why we are this way. Today, under AD, Anno Domini, when we cannot see that we have control over the kind of life, condition of life that we have control over it. But if we do not have, as it were, a civilized government mentality, then we are not going to be protected by our own senses, but rather being threatened by our own senses that does not put together what is a protection that involve our conscience, our reasonableness, to make sure that we are all situated the right way where we are not a threat to each other, but a positive support of one another, because we have the same life. No matter what we can accumulate and how we feel, but it still boils down to we have an intangible life inside of us that your body needs to be kept healthy so that our spirit life, the intangible life, can prosper more. So it's that thing, you know. What we are always reflecting a physical or a tangible. A tangible manifestation, you know, because when you see me anywhere, you know me. You know me not because you see my spirit. You have a connection with my spirit, of course, but not in the physical sense. Because when you see me and we talk, it is my spirit that is talking. And my body is the physical house, the physical house where my body is made up for the spirit to indwell inside. So when you see me, you are, you know, you have sight, you see me, and you realize, you identify me for who you know. So you are seeing in the intangible sense my spirit, which is another dimension of seeing, different from when you see me in the physical sense. So seeing me is like your inner eye. You know, you're seeing me and sense me with your inner eye. All right. Why am I talking like this? I'm talking like this because I am very disappointed at the way life is being treated. And clearly, I am at liberty to talk on a in a broad way about my perception of life and the way humanity is living. And the way the intangible part of us is being mindful of by us people, and to see to it that we are thinking properly and we are behaving properly the right way so that we all can be in peace and stuff like that. Now, one of the thing is that is a problem about us caring about the brain in our heads, and that when we go to sleep and wake up, we wake up and able to do things because we didn't do anything during our sleep. And what was taking place when we slept is the intangible power that sustained a person's life during their lifetime. Hello there. I see you. I want you to come in and join me on the program because I really want I really need help, some help. Because I'm carrying a load. Yeah, I'm carrying a load, and you know, I feel like I'm left alone to think about my interest in the civilized life, and I don't. I don't look at on it as, you know, I am a special person thinking about the wonderful thing life is, and a lot of people are getting sick and doctor can't do nothing for them. They will soon die. You get 6 months to live or something like that, although some people get 6 months and they may live quite a few years after that. However, I'm talking about the importance of life and how it's being treated. We develop all kind of a policy to live by, like say government law, pass law, and the thing is there is no civilized government on earth, and how many people are going to think that? Well, I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about what I read in World History textbook, where we are coming from, and that we have the responsibility to care for life in every given way, both for human and cattle, because what we are doing can impact even lower animals. Okay? So, is that we are supposed to live accordance with the ancestors. And we only know about the ancestors and the rule of human law, we only know through history. You know? We only know through history. But when we have something like a Bible that totally, 100%, disregard that history, and to where what determine if we live or die are uncivilized creatures. Uncivilized creatures. You know? Yes. Uncivilized creatures. Yes. I see. 404. Yes. I grew up in church, and therefore, you know, my mother and father are Christians, and I have siblings that are Christian. I have a brother who is a minister, you know, he's live in England, and he's very educated. He doesn't even bother talk to me. Yes. Isn't a long time, right? A long time. I know you have been by a few times, and you know, I used to get a little visit every now and then. You come in and you know, and you distribute your thoughts as well, but we have not. Okay, unmute. Let's see. I usually just press one on your keypad. Press one on your keypad, and I'll be able to to open the line. Press one on your keypad. No, but look at the step you're making. You're making. Stride like you're a toddler. No, I can't depend upon you for a boost, because you know, you prove to me now, like you know, you're down and out, man. Come on. May I have to call you in and beg you to come in and come talk to me a while ago. And that's not the way you used to be. I think it's about maybe 4 or 5 times you pass by and you never come in and say hi to me. Something wrong with you. Oh my gosh. Well, my friend, now I want if something is wrong with me, I want someone to tell me. You see, someone to tell me, because if we can't tell when something is wrong with us, then we cannot be helped. You know what I mean? We cannot be helped. I am talking to a friend of mine the other day, and notice he's not talking the way he's supposed to talk. And then I mentioned to him what I noticed about he's talking to me. And from then, he disappeared. And about maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, I decided to email him and ask him, why, what happened? You know, I don't hear anything from you. But I just kind of keep it calm and things like that. I don't bother go into no bitter part of what I think about the situation. Because if he's going through a hard time, people
get spiritually weak sometime, and once you are losing your sanity, it is easy for you to just keep on losing it and never turn around, because it's going to cost you to turn around if you're going down, you know? Yeah, you have to want sanity in a very desperate way to notice yourself and know, like when you drive in your car and your car, keep it from running out of gas because you cannot afford to stop and ask people ride or help to come, you know, or to call help, you know, to get your gas. So you make sure you keep gas in your car. All right. So the thing with me is I like to see a person keep their good, tangible and intangible health. And we're not going to keep it unless we think properly, man. You see, otherwise we will die slowly and, you know, never get to, like, build ourselves back. So I don't have any pleasure in, you know, I have to tell a person what I am really thinking, because I never thought about, like, talking to you in this kind of way, where I have to notice 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or so different things that you're not, I don't see you coming in on those type of a factual point. Good. And you keep on unraveling until I have to, like, burst on you and say, no. You know, I just feel like, no, you're not going to carry me down with you. Because these points that we are talking about, you're not supposed to miss them. And then you justify your reason, and then we'll say, well, you just don't want to hear, you know, like what I am saying to you, but mean that you are all right. I don't see them all right. I'll never get up on the top of the hill if I follow that type of reasoning. I am I am a pro-word person. I speak by words, you know, and I don't have much of a friends at all, because I am not going to, like, keep on talking to somebody that, you know, dulling my spiritual energy. I'm not going to keep on talking to them. You know, it's not that no malice or nothing like that, but, you know, I have to stay in the mental position where I stand to gain but not lose. That's it. That's the way it is with me. You know what I mean? So, look, my friend, esotericism. I'm very glad that you stopped by and that you stay around, that you and I can make fuss with each other and stuff like that, and we keep it respectful and things like that. But look here, I wish you well. I do wish you well. Every day I am thinking myself, and I am using the word tools that I have to keep me afloat, because it's easy to get off on the wrong side. You see what I mean? And I don't want that. I want to die with me holding my approved position, because there's nobody that knows me better than me. And if I keep my sanity, I will know when I am failing. You know, like if I talk to you and I am wrong with you, I want to know that. I don't want you to tell me. And if you tell me things like about, you don't have to prove anything, or you don't believe anything, and those kind of a dead end kind of stuff, you know, and I will have to, like, tell you, no. That's not the way the word, the etymological rule is with that word. You have to follow the context of it, you know, use it right. And that's where I am at. That's where I'm at. And I cannot follow, you know, anybody else's judgment when I am in the scale that balances the way I think. And don't be afraid that you have to be your own judge, because if you're not your own judge, you will fail. It's not anybody's job to judge you is your job to judge yourself. And if you're not using words properly, that's where things get away from you. That's what I know. I deal with responsible people like judges, lawyers, theologians. I deal with real educated people and people like you. But look, when an educated person is talking out of form, out of structures, they are playing into something that is tearing them down. You see, me don't have a whole bunch of education, but I have a basic sense of words and my behavior, my action. You see, and I think a lot about ethics. I think a lot about respect. I know the boundaries and stuff like that. You see what I mean? And if I am not aware of myself, then nobody cannot help me, man, because if I decide I'm going to go wrong and anybody try to talk to me and I want to go wrong, you can't stop me from going wrong. I want to be judge of any character at all, you see, because line must be upon line and precept upon precept. Hey, and if you can't give account for things, if you stop judging things and call it what it is, you're gone. And yourself must be dealt with first, my brother. I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I'm really glad you came along. Now, I'm going to go on with the things that I wanted to say. I'm drawing the line between white people, because white people in the world history textbook, not civilized. And you can't use the Bible to judge anything because the Bible is not a record of the past. And not even Billy Graham certified that the Bible reliable book to believe in at all. None at all. So what I am saying to you here is that I find reason that white people said they are criminals. And it is clear that they come to all of our territories over the past 100,000 years, down into the latter BC era, they come and begin to talk about they have imperial colonialism and they're going to take away all of what we have and they think the entire world is theirs. And I know that these are homosexuals that began to talk after 3.5 million years, okay? And why they began to talk. If you don't know that, bro, that's what I was hinting at, if you know what has happened and why these white people treat us African people. We are not black people. We are ethnic and by the Sumerian history that comes from the gods, the Elohim, that build all these pyramids and all of these, you know, all of these create the revolution, advances in heart, science, and that swept through science and thought, swept through the the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome structures that stand to this day as testament to their greatness. If nobody can see that immortal beings came to earth and live into South Africa for what, 450,000 years, and do all these things that no human at all can take credit for doing, then you're spiritually blind and you are not on to finding out the real knowledge of how we exist, plain and simple. So I pick and choose the things that I respect as knowledge. I do. And nobody don't move me from that. That keeps me thriving as a spiritual person. Because look, if I were to go out and be affected by influences that don't give me control over myself, it's not going to be a nice thing for me. It's not. I don't want to find myself where I am not controlling myself the way I want to and the way I am taught how to gain superiority over foolishness. I have to keep that. Okay? I have to keep myself. I have to keep myself by the rule, by that knowledge. Okay? So now I have a distinction of what these white people write and say, where they're coming to kill us and all the kind of stuff. These are some of the things that they say. Since the Puritans, mean these so-called European white people, since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they concluded that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. Mm-hmm. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Captain John Mason declared, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritan Indian and Manifest Destiny, PP, and 111, 112, 134 to 135 pages. Converting the pagans to God was acceptable to the Puritans, but killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. Now, look, when I read all these things at the mural of this era called A.D. Anno Domini, that I know of a fact by history, these white people are not civilized. They come from apes. And what caused them to look like mankind? Go and ask the Neanderthals, who they killed out anyway. So you'd have to go into the nether world to find them. You see? Why white people who were apes look like humans and say they're running the world today? How did they get education when they were not civilized and mute for three and a half million years? But look at what is happening now today. The people who were created talking, the hybrid ethnic people, are ruled over by sodomites, ape-like men. This is the situation. This is a crisis. This is what I expect to get help from somebody who the reality of history
if you don't have the reality of history and you, you know, playing with a jug of mixed marbles, it ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. I have to stay sober for me and for the good cause that benefits other people. All right. So now I'm going to turn the page now over to the last segment. And this last segment is this. Remove hominid apes from American lands by World History. Symposium scan. Need to have a symposium, you know, and talk the real thing, that the only thing we have is not people who are dreaming and telling you their dreams, but is actual certified history according to academic consultants and teachers, reviewers, that tells you what you're reading is history of the past. That you cannot say, that you cannot say about the Bible, that God is a history of the past, because there's no place identify God anywhere that a human being can go find him. There is no finding for Jesus, right? And the Bible itself negates that Jesus ever existed, where they have writing about Jesus in red writing, speaking that Jesus say, and Jesus never say nothing. These sodomites who want to keep African people underneath their influence, they write those things and give us to believe it. That's what I have found, and I have found nothing else to contradict that. Nothing contradict that. All right? So now, remove hominid apes from Africa, from African lands. Remove them. And we remove them by not voting for these people, chase them from our territory. Don't vote for them. Don't go to their churches. That's all we need to do. Show them that we are superior in by nature. And we have been handed down the blessing of the gods that created us. That's all we need to do to get rid of these homosexual white people who want to turn all of us into sodomites. That's what I see. Okay? Now, let's go on to the next portion of this. Of course, focusing first on the primary white sapient species. That's us, according to history. If it is not history, we don't have anything else. You know, all the flow of information that is not classified history, you know, like your birth certificate. Your birth certificate lie? No, it's not supposed to lie. And it's I'm not talking about if they make error and register you a month later or a week or 3 weeks later. I'm not talking about that, because that comes with the territory, you know, of you having a birth certificate that will never, ever put you in trouble at any time, because who knows that you were registered a week or a month or 6 months after you were born. Who knows that? So nobody... You know, that is innocuous. All right. So what I'm talking about is harmful, illegal things, impure things. But if I register my child a month late, I don't consider that a sin. Okay? And my child will be known in identity for the registration until you know, that child is dead. All right. So let's go on now, making sense. We are wise sapien, like I mentioned before. The Elohim's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment.
under the guidance of the Elohim, their DNA hybrid human civilization of ethnic people flourish. They make we, their civilization of ethnic people, flourish as renowned 3,000 to 12,000 BC Bronze Age. Consider what took place there. Where were the European people at this time? After they've been in Europe 1.5 million years, where were they? And what were they doing? Could they talk? Or making stone tools? This is what I'm talking about. Whether or not we have serious historic record that is certified by academic people who know what history is. Nobody know that the Bible is history. So away with Bible that they are using to control the world today. If we get to know the truth, I don't see anything stopping the dismissal of these so-called sodomites who come and invade and decide they ain't going nowhere but on every piece of the land. Now, when an African person, ethnic person, don't care that these sodomites do this, everywhere we are over the past 100,000 years, they come. With imperial colonialism, and say they ruling us, force hegemony. We don't have anywhere to stay, and we're going all around talking foolishness. We're not talking the right thing to send out the energy, make other people become knowledgeable and stuff like that. We ain't doing that. So we are always going to turn fool because these white people, they give us their racist blood long time ago. It's the reason why we don't have any sense. Those of us who survive will be preserved, of course, because there's the remnant of us, right? It's written, you know, that some of us will survive by knowing the truth. Now, I go on to say this. That World History, page 55. But we must nip it in the bud. The early interference of civilization by the first uncivilized mute hominid species, ape, human subgroup Homo erectus, known in modern time as Proto-Indo-European. That's what they are known as in one identity, Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya culture is also their identity, that popularized the term modern time. So if somebody asks you, what is it that brought on modern time? What are you going to tell them? Is it the way people began to make buildings or cars or something like that? Has nothing to do with that. Modern time education? Nothing to do with that. It can affect those things, but that's not what's caused the term modern time. And I found out by reading history, following history chronologically from BC era time to AD Anno Domini time. I look, and it was hidden like you know, a needle in a haystack. It's hard to figure it out, but I figured it out. The reason for us talking about modern time, applying it to a variety of different things that it don't affect at all or should not affect, is the changing of hominid up in Europe. The hominids that left Africa 1.5 million years ago and go up into Europe and Asia, they are the ones who rape and impregnate, crossbreed the Elohim people. But they first crossbreed with the Neanderthal first. So how do you like the fact that the Neanderthals is a generic offspring of the Y sapien? But the hybrid subgroup is different, because this is where we have the hybrid subgroup that came in. The second subgroup is hybrid and spread out the world, and today the official report is the only species of mankind that exists today is sapien. And these white people now who now uses the white people who use the attack and assault on the African hybrid ethnic people, they look like us, they talk like us, they get skills, they learn skills from our institutions, and then went off and turn around and attack us. They make up church instead of following the way of religion that they were a part of, that they worship the gods too. But after they were blessed and receive all of these things that they never have for 3.5 million years. Now, look at where they are, and if you are looking good, you will find out what I'm saying make perfect sense. And a way to channel your view, your conduct, okay, to go against the principality of infested demons, homosexuals, demonic, because they are nothing else. They were never civilized. And you see the writing in the Bible about what they did to Lot in Genesis 19. You see what they wrote? Yes, the Sodomite, who tell Lot, say, look, send them out to us because we want to know them. And of course, they note that knowing them was not to meet strangers and introduce. That's not it. They wanted to get sex from these two men. That's what you're reading in the Bible. Who write those things in the Bible? God? Did African hybrid people write that in the Bible? Of course not. African people don't write no Bible. If anything African people write as educational stuff, you know, some of the books in the Bible like Proverbs and so, no prophets at all. No prophets exist in the civilized world. None are Adam and Eve that sin. Not the only sin or the fall that they're talking about in the Bible is what these white people do to the African people, the hybrid people, and the Neanderthals. Okay? They are the ones that write the Bible and portraying themselves. There's a whole bunch of places that these white people use the African name and geographies, all sorts of things they use to morph themselves with. Like 2,000 years ago, they call the African people Jews and other names. And today, they wear the name Jews. They talk about Jewish Holocaust and all that. And we don't know. It's not true. Because how do they call us Jews at the same time they were calling themselves Jews? We could have gotten rid of these people a long time ago. Neither Martin Luther King or Marcus Garvey or none of these people. None of them get down to the truth about what happened in history. And as long as you decide history don't mean nothing, we don't have any hope at all. Because everything, like even your birth certificate, that's a serious piece of history. And what happens if you lose it? You can't identify yourself. All right. So now, we go on to tell you that modern man is not referring to African people, the ethnic and hybrid people. We are not modern people at all, only white people, because they're the one who go through a transition that makes them talk, okay, and do all the kind of stuff that you say they are doing today. They turn the talking serpent. It's them. So there was no devil thrown down from any heaven. It's a lie. Because why do you think then that God of the Bible would be so stupid to throw a devil down on earth? It doesn't make any sense. Okay? So you throw that into the garbage because you're not going to heat that. You're not going to digest that. The caveat on this is no positive allusion can be made to these mute evolutionary ape hominid European people. Nothing positive. While their history stands in the state, of Elohim kingship government, stands in the way. I think that's what it means, right? Stands in the way. Stands in the way. They stand. The people, the European people, while their history stands in the way of Elohim kingship government jurisdiction. You see, they come in and prevent because of Africa. How long Africa has been ruling before these white people come along? Almost 3,000 years. And since they come in, we could see the first signal of the overthrow of the king in Rome, Italy, 509 BC. Right? That's where, so we were governing ourselves all this time, and even at the very time that they are beginning to take over, they saw a government, a king. Where the king came from? Did we just start naming ourselves kings? No, we don't have no ability to do that. The very talking that we are doing, did we just start talking? No, we were created talking. Why these evolved people did not evolve talking. We don't know that. We see them as apes, mute, and can only make sound tools. I can only say what the history says. All right? And take what the history says about us. That's it. And that's what rule. That's what law and order is on the earth. Okay. Now, so it is. The caveat. Where am I at here? Okay. Let's see here. Let's get it here. So, okay. So I did say, World History, page 55, but we must nip it in the bud. The early interference of civilization by the first uncivilized mute hominid species, ape man, subgroup Homo erectus, known in modern time as Proto-Indo-European, Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya culture, that popularized the term modern time. You see? So we hear them talking a lot of things and we don't know what they mean, but we'll gradually find them out. The caveat on this is no positive allusion can be made to these mute evolutionary ape hominid European people while their story stand in the way of Elohim kingship government jurisdiction. Yeah. Yes. Stand in the way of kingship jurisdictional abeyance. You know, they want us to like suspend or get rid or forget that we have government, you see, that sustain everything about us. Okay? From the effects of the sun to the effects of all that the gods have set upon the planet Earth. Now, a state of temporary disuse or pension by matters now held in abeyance, pending further inquiries. Explain this way. Homo erectus, upright human being, a humanoid species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominid are the first to leave Africa and move into Europe and Asia. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to warm in colder areas. Because two species separated the human entity, which are from uncivilized hominid to civilized wise sapien. We dare not include Donald Johnson's earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. Australopithecines and southern apes unless we discover what happened to these mute Homo erectus stone tool makers. Since their migration Africa to Europe 1.5 million years ago for crucial cause. And my friends, this is this is what I have today to offer, and I hope that the conversation with my familiar caller that come in today, I have to just tell somebody what I read, you know, of them. And you know, if I am wrong, you know, there is space for me to learn I'm wrong, but you know, this characteristic that I talked to today keep on sliding, using words and maintaining the context of what you're saying is something that you must maintain cognizantly. You must know what you're saying. You must know what your words mean and what you do put form and structure to, or you don't have none, or it's irregular. So I really didn't have anything else to say to my caller, someone I always like to talk to, because he's always, you know, make good sense. You know, I mean, whenever we don't make any sense, well, that's our flaws, you know. But the point is, I don't grumble about someone who, you know, may get something wrong. I mean, if it is appropriate to offer a correction or something like that, I do that. But I don't just, you know, I listen for relevance. I listen that if you're staying on course and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm not picky at all. But, you know, but I have to get it straight. Because no way I'm going to help myself if I'm swallowing something that I don't have control over. You know, my process is kicking it out. No. My process is set. And it is not set by the way I feel like or the way or any way that I carelessly set. No, it is a word process type of structure and form that I think by. And it's good for me. It's good for everybody else. Because it makes things work. Okay? Line upon line, precept upon precept. And so I really thank my friend for coming in, and welcome anytime. There ain't no way unwelcome anyone who is willing to continue dialogue, however rough it may be, because you know what? I'm up to learning something always, you know, and I'll keep the door is open for that. So, blessings still, and hope to be on the next edition. I am glad for whatever, you know, I'm blessed with today, and I send out blessing to
my dear caller, and everyone else who listen. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. Just remember that. And remember in your thinking and your behavior is the way you master your life. From that, you will develop yourself into who you want to be. Look, based on our modern time experience that these people are causing us, you know, it is rough. It is hard to clean up and get out of the groove that they set up, because they are endeavor to call this world a sodomite planet. That's what they're doing. I know what the previous world contained before they mess up and I grow up into a de-anadamony. You see, I can tell the difference now. And what must I do? I can't join into faggot Christianity. It's for them. They need to go to Europe with it. That's why I'm telling you, I gave order. They must leave. And look, you know, if the gods honor beginning my adherence to what I understand is the way of the gods and do something for us, because I am standing and face the enemy at the gate. See, that's all I'm going to do until my time is being moved. So you take care. It's all about you. Like it is all about me. And then if I take care of me, I can be of help to someone else. If I don't take care of me and I get weak and unable to deliver anything helpful, it don't do no good. But right now, I'm going to do a lot of good, because based on what I see going on, I think I am afloat. I'm not drowning. Okay? So you take care, and hopefully all well on the next edition.
Falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Grow long. and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.